By Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. By Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you. It's 71 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Republican National Convention continuing in Milwaukee. Former President Donald Trump announcing his running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, and making his first appearance at the event with a bandage on his ear following the assassination attempt. ABC News Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Carl says the convention itself has taken on a different tone since Saturday's shooting.
This convention yesterday was unlike anything that I have seen in the 2024 Trump campaign. I mean, there was no mention of stolen elections, of January 6th heroes and hostages, revenge and retribution. Those have been the central messages of the Trump campaign, and they were entirely absent, at least on day one of this convention.
The Justice Department planning an appeal in the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case, which was tossed out yesterday. Severe storms in the Midwest, including in and around Chicago, left nearly half a million homes and businesses without power in Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana. This is ABC News. Another hearing is set for Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. He is facing espionage charges in Russia, and the second hearing in his trial is now planned for Thursday. Another in a Russian prison now saying that he's being tortured.
Robert Gilman, an American citizen jailed in Russia, says he's being tortured by his fellow inmates, according to state-run media. Gilman says his sleep is being disturbed, that inmates have also taken away his clothes, forced him to do squats, and beat him. He is currently serving a 3.5-year sentence. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
California's governor has signed a law that bars school districts from forcing teachers to tell parents about a child's gender identity. Several districts had put the requirements in place, triggering lawsuits. Today's the last day to place your bets at the Mirage. After 35 years on the Vegas Strip, the casino is shutting down for good tomorrow. As part of the goodbye, it says it's also giving away more than $1.5 million. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers a wide selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood at unbeatable prices. With most products featuring their perfected recipes, you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss their fresh take-and-bake pizzas, conveniently located on Highway 14 in Spring Green. They also specialize in turning your venison into delicious treats. Visit Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Attention drivers and car enthusiasts. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel for unbeatable deals. Get select turtle waxes for just $6.99 and Napa ready-to-use antifreeze and coolant starting at $9.99 each. Plus 5-quart Napa full synthetic motor oil on select weights only $20.99 and mobile heavy-duty motor oil starting at $17.99. Don't miss out on these great offers. Stop by Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today.
4 minutes after 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, 71 degrees here at WRCO Radio. The promise of a good day in southwest Wisconsin and the rest of the week with some pretty pleasant weather. Details coming up in a moment.
This summer, relax in style with Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Get a comfortable, stylish recliner for just $399.99, perfect for those lazy summer days and cozy movie nights. Visit us at 172 East Court Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Don't miss out on this unbeatable deal. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, where comfort meets affordability. Relax this summer in your new favorite recliner. Shop local, feel great.
This is Rich Edwards, service manager at Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. I'm excited to announce employee pricing on motorcycle tires and installation. You heard that right. You pay what I pay. Stop by for a free tire inspection and quote or call 647-8808 and make an appointment. My service team is ready to take care of you with over 200 years of combined experience. When it comes to service, we're not messing around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Customer satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do. Vitesnik Power Sports.
There are lots of reasons to come see The Music Man this summer, presented by Community Players of Southwestern Wisconsin. It has classic songs you'll recognize right away, like You Got Trouble, 76 Trombones, Till There Was You, and The Wells Fargo Wagon. It's got a timeless story filled with laughter about Professor Harold Hill coming to a small town and falling in love with Marion the Librarian. And it's got a large cast of your friends and neighbors, including a barbershop quartet. Shows are July 26th, 27th, and 28th, and August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Showtimes are 7 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays, and 2 p.m. matinees on Sundays. Tickets will be sold at the door and are $20 for adults, $15 for children, and a $60 family ticket for two adults and any number of children. Celebrate the summer with this look back to those great days of yesteryear by coming to see The Music Man.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 83, less humid conditions, and a low of 58 tonight with isolated showers or thunderstorms. Wednesday, sunny to partly cloudy and comfortable, a high of 75. Clear and cool Wednesday night, a low of 51. And Thursday, mostly sunny and mild with a high of 77. Right now in Richland Center, after an earlier reading today of 69, that followed yesterday's high of 89, just 0.02 of an inch of rain here at the studios last night. It looked like it was going to be a little worse than that. Right now we're at 71 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Let's get it.
To me, hotter than a hoochie coochie, got me like the first time I heard Alan Jackson Chattahoochee. I was never the same again. I'm a lifelong fan. Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. Favorite songs about the top to bottom, perfect show like Brooks and Dunn's debut album. You got me feeling like I'm a brand new man.
Ooh, I'm a brand new man.
Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. You give me eyes, Lily girl. You give me Goldie Jones. You turn me on as much as I turn on the radio. The second time I'm off the line. Could survive as if I had you and that needle dropping on a vinyl. Music.
that's right. Kane Brown on WRCO 710. This morning, we have a chance for you to win some really cool passes for the upcoming Monster Truck Nitro Tour. For the first time ever, feel the extreme in Wisconsin Dells as they invade Dells Raceway Park on July 20th. We have a couple of passes, and also it'll get you into the pit party as well. That goes on from 6 to 7 on Saturday night. So if you're interested, we have tickets for caller 5 and tickets for caller 7 this morning. 608-647-4155. Good luck. Vroom, vroom. There we go. Here's Terry Clark and Ashley McBride. Clark, Ashley McBride on WRCO. Congrats to our winners today, Frank Vandenberg and Chuck Markin. Both will be enjoying the upcoming Nitro Tour at Wisconsin Dells Raceway and the pit party as well. Hopefully they behave themselves. All right. Well, you can learn more about the upcoming event at monstertrucktour.com or by calling 888-760-3222. Well, we'll see what old Henry Bray has up his sleeve. probably a couple of cards and who knows what. Anyway, that's Quizzy Poo Day coming up in just a bit. 7:15 on a Tuesday. This is Darius Rucker.
The kind of girl that's got that something, dancing to the groove like it just ain't nothing. They ain't never seen nothing quite like you. Long stem legs and your cowboy boots, throwing back whiskey straight in no water. Girl, there ain't nothing hotter. You got a country road, Carolina soul. Baby, you're just so homegrown. Trying to think of something cool to say. Turn around and saw you walking my way. Pulled me on the floor saying, son, it's on. And we were dancing all night long to a sweet old Alabama. Crazy, crazy. I'm a long way away from where I'm from, but maybe you feel like home. Ooh, I think the way that you move, you shake it down to your roots. I did your mama teach you how to do that thing you do. Yeah, nothing sweeter than wild. I'll take a simple smile. I'll bet the boys at home can't leave you alone, you little homegrown. Honey, 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 you're so money, money, money. You got a country road, Carolina soul. Baby, you're just so home. Money, honey, honey, you're so money, money, money. You got a country road, Carolina soul. Oh, baby, you're just so homegrown.
Darius Rucker on WRCO Radio. Highway 131 is now closed. That was announced last night due to high water in the Biola area. The flood warning on the Kickapoo continues until Wednesday for parts of the area. So be aware of that. We're at 71 degrees on a very pleasant Tuesday morning.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700, open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming, great products and the best customer service. 536-3700.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra. Attention shoppers! Save 20 to 50% on shoes and clothing, including top name brands at Mr. G's in Richland Center. Join the fun with great bargains both outside and in store at Mr. G's Sidewalk Sale in the Richland Square this Wednesday through Sunday. Mr. G's is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., Saturday 9 to 4, and Sunday 10 to 3. Don't miss out!
Mr. G's!
Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel is offering package deals all week long. Save up to $350 when you purchase any living room, bedroom, or dining room package. Plus, get a free $150 gift card towards any home decor of your choice. That's up to $500 in savings. Don't miss it. This week only at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel. Free financing available. Sale ends on Sunday. Follow them on Facebook for additional deals.
Surprise your sweetheart with flowers for the adult prom from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. From bouquets of roses, matching boutonnieres and corsages, to beautiful fresh-cut flowers, Robin's Nest will help make the evening extra special. Call 383-1616 or stop in today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
July is National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages the community to speak up about mental health and work towards breaking the stigma around mental illness. Minority populations are less likely to be diagnosed with mental illnesses and receive treatment due to stigma and a lack of available resources. This month, advocate for mental wellness education and help break the mental health stigma.
Tuesday's Roundup is sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and Julie Karen State Farm. It's game day on the show, so tune in for fun and all the latest updates you need to kick off your day.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in. Rawhide.
That might be one of the most annoying sounds ever. Thank you, Hank.
Yeah. How are you doing, buddy?
Well, I've been better.
That hurts.
Yeah. What's up? Were you in choir back in Pea Ridge? No?
No. Took my choir money for other things.
You did?
Yeah, my mom and dad knew that I wasn't a singer.
You weren't in choir?
No.
You didn't sing in the church choir?
No, I usually led some songs in my church, though.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Huh.
Because we didn't have a choir. We had no music as growing up in a church, and
really,
it's one of those southern churches, and but yeah, we had no music, just the old organs from my throat,
the pipes.
Yeah, the old organ pipes from my throat, and wow. I can sing gospel, but I can't sing anything
else. Really.
Yes,
huh. Solo? You can sing a solo.
I can sing solo. No one can hear
solo,
me.
Solo, right? Exactly.
And I can sing tenor.
Can you?
Yep, 10 or 12 miles from here where you can hear me.
On a hill far away. Yes, yes. Well, otherwise.
On a hill far away, I stood an old Phil Knee.
You're making me cry. For various reasons. Sheesh. Wow.
Joanne's got her earplugs in again.
Yeah, she does. That was fun having Bobby G. Rice.
Oh,
in
my
studio.
Goodness. Isn't he a dandy?
Oh, yeah. Always fun to have him in here.
He is a dandy. He's
our biggest success story, having five top 10 country hits from WRCO.
Besides you, Phil.
Well, I haven't had that many hits. I've been hit a few times.
Well, that's what we were talking about.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Back in the day, in fact, we were talking a little bit about my high school football career. Saw my old coach, Dan Rice, last night.
Did you really?
Had a little chat with him, yeah. But I was really good tackling dummy. You know, I'm just really
still
good.
Still are.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
I remember talking to old Eric Kinney one time in a press box. He was, I was doing the scoreboard or something in Boscobel, and he was, I don't know what he was doing. He was communicating with the teams, and we got talking about Mr. Rice, and he goes, and Mr. Kinney goes, one time, Mr. Kinney, you know, when I was in high school, and he goes, hey, it's third and 19, and Third 19. We ain't got to play for third 19. Punt it.
Punt it on third down. Yeah.
Punt it on third. We ain't got to play for third 19. That is one of the best stories that Mr. Eric Kenny has told me in a long time.
Well, it could have been a decoy, though, too.
Oh, yeah. You know? Third 19. We ain't got to play for third 19. Punt it.
Punt it. Yeah, punt exactly. It.
Yeah, so.
Nobody really does the quick kick anymore, do they? Where that used to be a big thing where you just punt it on third down or second down or whatever.
Well, anymore they go by logistics or what is it? Not logistics, but analytics.
Oh,
fourth and three, it says go for it. They go for it.
Go for it, absolutely.
So, but anyway, so analytics has taken over football, and it's logistics getting it to the first down marker.
True. Oh, so anyway. Yes.
Well, anyway.
I used to have that electronic football game, Hank Stram's football, back in the day. And
was that a little board?
It had a bigger board, but it was supposedly electronic, but I don't think it really was.
No.
So, but
did you ever get the ones where they had the manette or the big football field, and you just turned on this vibrating machine? And what is that?
That would move your pieces down the field, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but I never.
I think so. I don't remember if that was the Hank Stram one or not. I had one of those, but I know what you're talking about too. They had the Mattel made the handheld.
That was the best one.
The original video games, and I liked the basketball one. You know, you did do 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 do. You know, they'd give you, I think, 24-second shot clock, and you'd see how many you could get each 24-second span. I still have mine. It still works.
Does it really?
Yeah. Yep. Once in a while, I get involved in that.
See, I like the old football game.
Yep.
Where basically it's 1-on-3.
Sure. But that's where it all started.
Right.
You know, the video game generation back in the time. Yep.
And you were very lucky to get to play on it back then.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, seriously, because you had chores and everything else.
Oh, sure.
So.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's the quizzy poo on today?
Well, it's abbreviations and acronyms and stuff like that, Philip.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. There's some tough ones here.
Well, I'll bet there is.
There's 432 questions.
Wow.
I took the top 10.
Sheepers. Okay.
All right. What does NASA stand for, Philip? All right. Number A is National Aeronautics and Space Administration. National Aerospace and Space Association. C, National Air and Space Agency. Or D, National Aviation and Space Authority.
Well, we'll see.
All right. Number two, what does LASER stand for? Light amplification by simulated emissions and radiation. B is light amplification by simulated emissions of radiation. C is light amplification by simulated emission of radiation. Or D, light amplification by simulated energy radiation.
Wow, that's a lot of words for Hank.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. What does the FBI stand for, Phil? A is Federal Bureau of Intelligence. B is Federal Bureau of Information. C is Federal Bureau of Investigation. Or D, Federal Bureau of Inspection.
Okay.
All right. Number four, what does NATO stand for? NATO, North American Treaty Organization, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, Northern Atlantic Treaty Organization, North Atlantic Trade Organization.
Wow, Hank. Tough one today.
What? Hmm? I just thought of something. I said, you know what?
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to get quiz him on.
Yeah.
Is it too tough? Because I have a music one behind here.
Oh, no. No. That's all right.
Okay.
That's all right.
Number five, what does ATM stand for? All right. A is automatic teller machine. B is automatic transaction machine. C is automated teller machine. And D is automatic transaction machine.
Hmm. All right.
All right. And Phil, it doesn't mean automatic touchdown machine.
Oh, it doesn't. Okay.
So I know you tried to put that down there. So.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Number six. What does RAM stand for in computer terms? Random access memory. Read access memory, rapid access memory, and deed read and access memory.
Okay.
All right. SCUBA. What does SCUBA stand for? SCUBA. self-contained underwater breathing apparatus, submersible contained underwater breathing apparatus, self-contained underwater breathing apparatus, submerged contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Okay.
All right. Well, that was quick.
Phew.
Number seven. All right. What does CEO stand for, Philip? Chief Executive Officer, Chief Enterprise Officer, Chief Economic Officer, or Chief Education Officer? Okay. What does number nine, what does PIN, P-I-N, stand for in security terms, Philip? All right. Personal Identity Number, Personal Information Number, C is Personal Identification Number, and D is Personal Identification Numeral.
All right.
All right. Number 10, what does GIF stand for in digital media? GIF, all right. Graphics Interchange File, all right. B is Graphics Interchange Format. C is Graphic Information Format. And D is Graphic Interchange File.
All right.
All right, young man. How do you think you did?
I'm not sure yet.
I had a lot of words.
Better than 50%, I think.
You think? Okay.
I think maybe 60%.
Good. All right. So you're saying 6 out of 10?
Yep.
Not bad. Not bad. It took me like 10 minutes to read all this. What does NASA stand for, Philip?
I said the first one.
It is A, National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Good job.
Woohoo!
What does
laser... I'm getting skunked.
Number two, what does laser stand for?
I said the first one again.
All right. Light application simulated emissions of radiation is not true. It's B.
Oh!
Light application by simulated emissions of radiation.
You said that like Dr. Evil and Austin Powers. Laser. What does the laser stand for?
Yeah, but it looks like it's the same thing.
What's your problem?
I'm having issues with that one.
Okay.
All right, number three. What does FBI stand for?
Federal Bureau of Investigation.
That is true.
C.
Answer number C.
Woo!
Yes. All right. What does NATO stand for? A, B, C, or D, Philip?
I went with B.
B, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. They just had the NATO meeting.
Yep.
Good for you. Number five, Philip, what does ATM stand for? Automatic Touchdown Machine.
That's what they called me back
in
school.
That's what they,
Yep. Let me see.
A, B, C.
C.
A, C. That is correct. Automatic Teller Machine.
Woo!
All right. Number six, what does RAM stand for in computer terms, Phil? A, B, C, or D?
I went with A.
It is Random Access Memory.
All right.
Good for you.
Woo!
You're going to be way above 60%, young
man. Well, so far.
What does SCUBA stand for? this is for firefighters. Even when I was in working in the prison, we had to go through SCUBA training.
Oh,
SCUBA.
Sure. My G.I. Joe action figure.
Yes.
Yeah.
A, B, C, or D?
A.
It is self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Woo!
Good for you. What does CEO stand for?
Too much money. Wait a minute. No.
Oh, whoa,
no,
wait. Sorry, A, B, C, or D?
A.
It is chief executive officer.
Woo!
You are the chief executive officer here.
Uh-huh.
In this room.
In this room.
It leaves once you go home.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number nine, buddy. Is that right?
Yep, that's right.
What does PIN stand for in security terms, Philip? A, B, C, or D?
I went with C.
It is personal identification number.
Woo-hoo!
Number 10, Philip, for the round from 9 out of 10. Here we go. What does the GIF stand for in digital media?
I said B.
It is graphics interchange format. Not bad, young man. Not bad at all.
One wrong for the second week in a row.
Not bad.
Very close to being a fridge hanger again, Hank.
Yeah.
I only got the second one wrong.
And last week I got number one wrong on you.
I think it was. Yeah, it was early. Well, that's good. I'd rather have it that way because it doesn't get my hopes up where I get down to the last one and miserably fail.
I want you to look at how close number two is.
Number two, the one I got wrong?
Yeah, look at...
What does laser stand for? So the right one is which one again? B?
B. Oh.
B, okay. So I said light amplification by simulated emission of radiation. They're the same.
No, simulated and stimulated.
Well, what? I couldn't understand you. Light application by stimulated emission of radiation, or light application of simulated emission. Boy, that's a trick question there, old Hank. I'll tell you.
I was sitting there reading. I was going, wow. He's got them all right. And I was going, nope, they're stimulated. There's a T in there.
Stimulated. Wow.
You are most certainly welcome.
That's terrible.
Oh, that's horrible. Hey, 9 out of 10, not bad.
Hey,
that was a tough quiz.
I'm going to strut around here today a little bit.
Oh, you would definitely get your old peacock feathers out there and strut around here.
I think so.
Oh, without question.
How you doing, ladies?
Hey, ladies. Third and 19, we ain't got to play for third and 19. Punt it.
Have a good day.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hi, this is Julie Cairns with State Farm. Like a good neighbor is not just a corporate slogan or a catchy jingle. It's much more than that. It's how we try to encapsulate the enormous amount of heart and soul that drives our business. It's a title to a story that started over 100 years ago. At Julie Cairns State Farm, we're about relationships, not transactions. We participate in the lives of our customers and community. We are invited to help you with the things that matter most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
WCCU strives to protect you and asks that you share this information with parents, grandparents, and others. Locally, we've seen a rise in illegal spoofing techniques. A fraudster uses caller ID to make a call look legitimate. If you answer a call and it is not who you expect, hang up. Do not rely on your caller ID. Also, never assume that an unexpected call is legitimate. If you receive a call asking personal questions or wanting to engage in conversation, hang up and call back using a reliable number on a bill, statement, or by using a local directory. As fraudsters continue to use these malicious, sneaky techniques, WCCU Credit Union encourages each of us to be vigilant and help spread the awareness to others.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union.
This day in history, 1951, the novel The Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger was first published by Little Brown and Company. 1969, Apollo 11 launched from Cape Kennedy in Florida on the first manned mission to the surface of the moon. And in 1999, John F. Kennedy Jr., his wife Carolyn, and her sister Lauren died when their single-engine plane piloted by Kennedy plunged into the Atlantic Ocean near Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. Some notes from this day in history, July 16th. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench. Taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Here's a wish for grandson Blake Klingemann. A very happy 6th birthday. Hope you have a fun-filled day. Lots of love from Papa and Grandma Klingemann. Have a great day, Blake.
Richland Center Primary School leaving us wishes for Kair Gullens with a birthday wish today. Also to Rachel Weber on July 16th. Hope you're enjoying your summer. Tori Olson from Five Points Lutheran Church. Also to Joanne Stockel from your friends at Valley View Home. Best wishes, Joanne. And to Chris Sandmeyer from Mom, Dad, Aaron, Noah, Dylan, and Tyson. To Chris Sandmeyer from the Dietz family as well. Cheryl Longmire from 18101. And birthday greetings going out today to Jody Cornell from Beulah Wesleyan Church and from the Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Happy birthday from Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions to John Nanke, Roger Portwine, Joy Stoltz, Colton Barr, and Jackson Lee. Happy wishes today from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club to Job Ewing and Ashley Rosenbaum. Happy birthday from the Bloom City Town Crier to Jody Cornell and also to Tim Feed. Happy anniversary, Billy and Carrie Slater and Mark and Connie Schrader celebrating today. And yes, birthday greetings to our own Mr. Fabulous, Mr. Tim Feed, with a birthday today. In fact, he has his birthday off, first day off in 4 years, but we wish him the best and we look forward to having him back. We miss him already. Have a great day today, Tim. Enjoy your special day from Deb, Chris, and Addison, and also from Mom and Dad Feed. Happy birthday wishes from Richland Center Lions today to Jason Seideman, Charlie Rose, and Cody Layer, Addison Tennant, Ella Tennant, Brady Barnacle, Chris Sandmeyer, Tyler Muller, and Christopher Gander. Happy anniversary, Mark and Connie Schrader, and Eric and Jill Shelby.
If you just heard you're someone's name on the birthday list, I want to talk to you today. Hi, this is Amanda at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I promise I can make this year's birthday extra memorable. We are Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a few reasons. We have the largest selection of perfect jewelry for all taste. We treat every customer like family. We compete with any competition with the fairest prices, and we have the best smiles. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
From WRCO, reminder, Highway 131 is now open. It was closed overnight, and the water has evidently receded. County Road Double Z will be closed today until 4 o'clock for culvert replacements. The closure is from U.S. Highway 14 to Hidden Valley Road in Dayton Township. So again, that closed today, Highway Double Z, as it was yesterday. We're at 73 degrees at WRCO this morning, and getting set for news time with Joanne coming up right around the bend.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work Network Banker Hours.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Joanna has the news coming up next. Phil Nee inviting you to stay tuned. We have our trivia question of the day next hour, a look at sports as well. A little bit later on today, we'll learn about some things going on in the community, including Boaz Fun Days this coming very weekend. Details on the Simon Sharks a little bit later on as well. I think they're going to try to come in and quiz me again. I don't know if I'll get 9 of 10 in their quiz. Doubtful. Anyway, we hope you have a great Tuesday.
Shop local and save big this July with the Red, White, and Refresh sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Get 10% off all mattresses for the best night's sleep. Enjoy 15% off all bedding to complete your bedroom makeover. And don't miss 20% off all decor to refresh your home. Visit us at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. A Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where quality meets savings. Follow us on Facebook for access to exclusive deals. Cannot be combined with other offers.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 73 degrees in Richland Center at 745. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Town & Country TV & Appliance. Partly cloudy, warm, but turning less humid today, a high of 83. Tonight, isolated showers or thunderstorms this evening, then partly cloudy to clear with a low of 58. In Richland Center, we have light westerly winds and it's 73 degrees.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Highway 131 is now open. It was closed last night due to high water, but again, 131 is now open. However, Richland County Road ZZ is closed today until 4 o'clock for culvert replacements. The closure is from U.S. Highway 14 to Hidden Valley Road in Dayton Township. An Illinois man died in a fatal motorcycle crash. The Grant County Sheriff's Office received a report of a single motorcycle crash with injuries Thursday afternoon near the intersection of Highway 35 and Budworth School Road. At approximately 3:15, Joseph Foppy, 58, of Texaco, Illinois, was northbound on Highway 35 on his motorcycle with a large group of other motorcyclists. Witnesses in the group reported Foppy appeared to slump over the seat of his motorcycle and began veering towards the southbound lane. Foppy continued into the southbound lane and struck the guardrail. Foppy was ejected from his motorcycle as a result of the collision. Witnesses immediately assisted him at the scene and attempted life-saving measures. Foppy was later transported to the Grant Regional Health Center by EMS, where he was pronounced deceased. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson has released the identity of the man killed in a motorcycle crash Sunday morning. At approximately 2 o'clock, Gary Fred Moore, 71, of rural DeSoto, was seriously injured in the crash on Holt Road between Lawrence Ridge Road and Mellum Road, rural DeSoto. Moore was traveling south and struck a tree that had fallen across the roadway as an apparent result of the recent thunderstorm that affected the area. Gary Fred Moore, 71, of rural DeSoto, was the lone occupant of the motorcycle. Donald Trump has become the official Republican presidential nominee after receiving the votes of enough delegates at the Republican National Convention. Trump has been the presumptive nominee for months, but it was the vote of RNC delegates in Milwaukee that made it official Monday afternoon. Trump hit the necessary threshold with votes from his home state of Florida. Donald Trump has selected Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio as his Republican running mate. Vance swept to national prominence with his best-selling memoir, Hillbilly Elegy. Vance was a vocal opponent of Trump during the 2016 presidential election, but changed his position, arguing he was proved wrong by Trump's performance in office. Vance was rewarded for his turnaround during his bid for an open Senate seat in 2022, during which he landed Trump's coveted endorsement. Vance is now a Trump loyalist who challenges the legitimacy of criminal prosecutions and civil verdicts against him and questions the result of the 2020 election. A provincial prop. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says a chart on border security he put together may have saved Donald Trump's life on Saturday. The former president told the New York Post he turned to look at the chart the moment a would-be assassin's bullet grazed his ear. One man was killed in the shooting at a Pennsylvania rally, and two other people were injured. Johnson told Fox's Brett Baer that he'd been developing the chart since 2014. He showed it to the former president on the plane flight up to Trump's Green Bay rally, and Trump has been using it ever since. The coalition to march on the RNC filling the streets of Milwaukee on Monday. Protesters traveled from as far away as California, Florida, and Nevada, as well as neighboring states, Minnesota and Illinois. There was no unified message, rather protesters focusing on issues like immigrant and reproductive rights and their support for Palestine as the war continues between Hamas and Israel. The bottom line, a desire to be heard on a national stage. Mosquitoes are out in force this summer thanks to continued heavy rains, but you can beat the bugs with some simple tips. UW Extension entomologist P.J. Leach says reducing the amount of skin you have exposed is one of the safest bets. If you're at home, try to stay in a screened area, or if you're on your deck, bring some fans outside. Mosquitoes have a hard time maneuvering in the breeze. If you are going to wear bug repellent, make sure it's tested by the EPA for safety and follow the instructions. A five-person panel has recommended removing former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gao from his tenured faculty position. Gao was fired as chancellor by the UW Board of Regents area after officials learned he was making pornographic videos online. The panel said Gao, quote, engaged in unethical and potentially illegal conduct and didn't cooperate with the school's investigation into his conduct, but said that Gao did not delete any evidence. The next step is a public hearing in front of the Board of Regents. A motorist fell asleep and crashed near Livingston early Friday morning at about 12:52. The Grant County Sheriff's Office received a call regarding a crash on Highway 80 near Old 80 Road just south of Livingston. The investigating deputy learned that Jacob Books, 22, of Montfort, was driving a vehicle owned by Triana Trace, 21, of Linden, who was a passenger in the car. Books eventually admitted to having fallen asleep. Due to this, he failed to negotiate the right-hand curve, leaving the road to the west side of the highway, hitting the embankment of Old 80 Road and the stop and road signs there. The car crossed Old 80 Road and went airborne for a short distance, hitting the ground and coming to rest down the embankment along the east side of Old 80 Road. Jacob Books was uninjured, while Rihanna Trace reported possible injury and was transported to a local hospital by EMS for evaluation. Books was cited for inattentive driving. The American Red Cross continues to stress that blood and platelet donors are critically needed right now to support life-saving transfusions this summer. Donors of all blood types are in demand. Every donation counts in the mission to keep blood products stocked for patients. More than a quarter of all blood products each year are used in critical care and emergency room cases, highlighting the importance of generous blood and platelet donors. Three blood drives are being held this week. The first will be in Wisconsin Dells at St. Cecilia Parish Center today from 9:30 to 2:30. Two blood drives will be held tomorrow. One will be from 9 to 1:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. The second will be from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. Volunteers are needed at the Richland Center blood drive. Book a time to give or platelets by visiting RedCrossBlood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Sustain Dane is partnering with Odyssey Farm to host a farm tour Wednesday night from 6 to 7:30 at Odyssey Farm in Sun Prairie. The event will focus on connecting sustainability enthusiasts and learning about Ryan Erisman's farm operations and how they strive for sustainability. See the integration of grass-fed beef, pastured pork, and feed crops, all raised in rotations, and discuss what different sustainable, regenerative, and organic practices may look like in practice and the opportunities for environmental benefits and public health. The event is free and open to the public. Odyssey Farm is located at 5586 County Highway N in Sun Prairie. Attendees are invited to attend the networking session from 6 to 6:30 with the tour to follow. Capacity is limited due to parking restrictions. Please use Sun Prairie's park and ride to carpool if possible. The tour will be outdoors with uneven terrain, so please wear appropriate shoes. No pets allowed.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Today is Tuesday, July 16th. Beverly Jean Bev Miller, 88, of Ithaca, died July 8th at home. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A live stream of the service will be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will follow at the Willow Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family requests that memorials be made to the Willow Valley United Methodist Church or GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Beverly Jean, Bev Miller, 88, of Ithaca. Virgil Andrew, Smokey Niles, 79, of Highland, died last Tuesday at St. Mary's Hospital. A funeral service will be held this morning at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Highland. Burial will follow at Highland Public Cemetery. Friends may call at the Christ Lutheran Church this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. The McGuire Peterson Houck Funeral Home Highland is serving the family of Virgil Andrew, Smokey Niles, 79, of Highland. Donald B. Hanko, 73, of Casanova, died July 8th. A funeral mass will be held today at 3 at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, rural Casanova. Burial will be in St. Anthony's Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. Anthony's Catholic Church this afternoon from 1 until the time of service at 3. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Anthony's Catholic Church. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Donald B. Hanko, 73, of Casanova. Marjorie Grandstaff, 100, of Yorkville, Illinois, died Wednesday at Alden at Waterford Rehabilitation in Aurora, Illinois. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A live stream of the funeral will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be at the Felton Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Marjorie Grandstaff, 100, of Yorkville, Illinois. Robert Bud Franklin, 92, of Avoca, died Sunday at Aurora Zilba Family Hospice. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Avoca. Burial with military graveside rites will follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Friday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Avoca Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Robert Bud Franklin, 92, of Avoca. Penny Lane Pennell Starkey, 54, of Boscobel and formerly of Fenimore, died July 5th at her residence. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 2 until 5 at Kim Silver Dollar in Boscobel. The Larson Family Funeral Home of Fenimore is assisting the family of Penny Lane Pennell Starkey, 54 Boscobel, formerly of Fenimore. Frederick W. Fritz Stitzer, 83 of Fenimore, died Friday at Dove Healthcare in Fenimore. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Frederick W. Fritz Lucky Stitzer, 83 of Fenimore. Wayne Delbert Blinston, 84 of Laval, died Sunday at his home, the result of numerous illnesses. Services will be held at noon Monday at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial will be at Oaklawn Cemetery, Laval. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg Monday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be sent to Laval Advent Christian Church or to the Village of Laval toward building of the new Park Pavilion. Wayne Delbert Blinston, 84 of Laval.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too.